events and activities we have for you today and tomorrow and Sunday. The 20th annual quilt show and auction with Our Savior Lutheran Church, 2525 Hemeter. It's to benefit the Saginaw Siwassee Habitat for Humanity. And it's today and tomorrow, 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Sunday from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Our Savior Lutheran Church and the 20th quilt show and auction to benefit Saginaw Siwassee Habitat for Humanity. And that's at 2525 Hemeter in Saginaw. Going on today and tomorrow for a second and final weekend, it's the Haunted Train and House at Rethke Park on Letty Road in Saginaw. $10 per person, this fundraiser to help out the Rethke Park. And you can enjoy some concessions if you'd like to purchase from local vendors. You have a chance to have a good time both tonight and tomorrow with the Haunted Train and House. And you can go to thomastownship.org if you need some more information. thomastownship.org. Enjoy it at Rethke Park. Pit and Balcony continues the second weekend of The Lightning Thief, the Percy Jackson musical. It's tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. And for information on tickets and official showtimes, pittandbalconytheater.com. That's theater with the R-E, pittandbalconytheater.com. At the Midland Center for the Arts, the Peking Acrobats are performing tonight at 7:30. If you'd like information and tickets and such, you go to midlandcenter.org, midlandcenter.org. And at the Saginaw County Parks, or I should say join the Saginaw County Parks and the Saginaw YMCA for fun at the Price Nature Center, a Jack-O-Dash. It's a program between 6 and 7:30. Where you have participants who are registered to have fun with a family fun run and walk in your Halloween costumes and prizes to be awarded, and a campfire will be along, and other fun. You can find out more by calling 989-790-5280. It's all free, the Jack O'Dash at the Price Nature Center, 6 till 7:30 tonight. We have the Children's Zoo at Celebration Square in Saginaw continuing its Zubu weekends. It started last weekend, continues this weekend and next weekend, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday, with the creepy, crawly animal friends, rides on the pirate train, Dr. Slime performing. Tickets are $10 at the gate. Find out more, SaginawZoo.com. That's SaginawZoo.com. The Keys of Hope will be hosting a Wave of Light event to give families who experienced a pregnancy or infant loss to honor and remember lives of babies have now moved on to heaven. And this is happening at the Saginaw Soccer Complex in Saginaw, right there on McCarty Road, featuring a light display of more than 20,000 pink, blue, and white lights for memory. It's going to begin at 6 o'clock and end at 8 p.m. That this event is going on. It is tomorrow, tomorrow night, Saturday evening, and if you go to keysofhopefoundation.com, you can find out more, keysofhopefoundation.com. And from our sister station, KISS 107.1, Von Daniels will be your host for the evening. The fifth annual Kidposium is taking place. It's an entrepreneurship conference for kids tomorrow at Saginaw Valley State University, 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. Going to be happening at Curtis Hall, with some speakers on hand, some breakout sessions, exhibits, and more, all part of the Kidposium. And you go to kidsrulenow.org, kidsrulenow.org, to find out more about what's happening tomorrow at SVSU, 9 a.m. until 3 p.m., part of Homecoming Weekend on the campus of SVSU. Tomorrow, the Saginaw Railway Museum is going to be closing out its 40th anniversary year with a public open house, 1 p.m. till 4 p.m., and it's an open house that's going to be dedicated to the museum's president, Harry Vitek, who actually passed away just a couple of weeks ago, October 14th. He was 84 years old. He was the man behind the Saginaw Railway Museum as its president, so it's an open house dedication to the memory of Harry Vitek. This is happening till 1 till 4 on Saturday. There's no set admission fees. Donations are appreciated. And you can find out more, go to facebook.com/Saginaw Railway Museum. That's facebook.com/Saginaw Railway Museum. And a chance to honor, again, Harry Vitek, the president who just passed away on October 4th at the age of 84. The Latin Kings of Comedy performing at the Temple Theater on a Saturday evening, including the original Latin King of Comedy, Paul Rodriguez, back on tour. It's the 20th anniversary tour. Doors will open at 6:30. Show begins at 7:30. Find out more, go to templetheater.com. Theater with the R-E, templetheater.com. Barbecue chicken dinner going to be hosted at Trinity St. James Lutheran Church, East Munger Road, 119 East Munger Road, this Sunday, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. or until sold out. Donation is $13 for your dinner, including the sides and dessert. It is takeout only. It's sponsored by the Trinity St. James Ladies Aid, but your dinner is planned for you on Sunday. The barbecue chicken dinner, Trinity St. James Lutheran Church, 119 East Munger Road, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. We note that the Friends of the Public Libraries of Saginaw having its next book sale going on. It's going to be at the Zoll Library starting on Wednesday, October 19th, and going through next Saturday, October 22nd. If you go to SaginawLibrary.org, again, SaginawLibrary.org, you can find out more of the second of the three different book sales going on within the Saginaw Township Public Library system. And it's at Zoll Library starting next Wednesday. Some events and some activities to enjoy, to see, to do, much more than what we talk about here. We just give you a little smattering, as we say, of things that are happening in and around the Great Lakes Bay region. We hope you'll find something to enjoy yourself for the weekend.